Hi, I'm Charmaine Matlock-Turner, President and CEO of the Urban Affairs Coalition, and this is a special edition of Driving Change. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed the world around us in more ways than we could have ever anticipated. Philadelphia's youth have been hit particularly hard, dealing with changes to the way they learn, interact, recreate, and earn money, and even eat. Summer jobs have always been and still are a critical experience for many Philadelphia youth. And while it's going to look a little different this year, Work Ready Philadelphia is still all in for Work Ready, and its partners remain committed to ensuring young people are engaged in the workforce experience this summer. I'm so excited to talk about how everyone is working so hard to make it happen with my good friend, the president and CEO of the Philadelphia Youth Network, Shakima Fulmore Townsend. Welcome, Shakima.
Thank you so much, Charmaine, for taking the opportunity to have us join you and for making sure that the community is aware that we are all still in for Work Ready.
Thank you. Shakima, we've been working all year on summer jobs. I mean, we were talking summer jobs last summer, and we've been having really a great time of sort of getting together. And then comes, who could have predicted a pandemic? I know you and your team have been doing the hard work. Like, I get to talk about it, but you have to dig in and actually get all the hard work done. So when COVID-19 hit, what was your thinking about what we were going to do this summer?
That's a great question. You know, initially, I was thinking, what are we going to do about our organization? And we literally went remote in a matter of hours. I will never forget talking to my team at 9 a.m. and saying, let's see what else we learn. And then 2 o'clock from the supermarket, sending a note to all of my staff saying, take your laptops home. Not sure what Monday is going to be like. And then that Friday, we were 100% virtual as of Monday, March 16th. At the same time, we were knee deep in the new summer 2020 processes. And so I really began to not be as sure about how it would go. You know, we all started out thinking that this would be 2 weeks long, right? And we quickly learned that it was going to be much longer. And 8 weeks later, here we are. And one of the things that was driving me was that we had such committed partners. We really have a great ecosystem of organizations that we work with. We have a lot of champions, those members of the Summer Jobs Cabinet, great partners in Philadelphia Work staff in the city, and many businesses who have been long-term supporters of Work Ready. And I was certain that we as adults did not want to take one more thing away from young people. So it was right around the time when, you know, graduations became uncertain and proms became uncertain and going back to school at all became uncertain. And I just thought, if I was in that position, I don't want to be another adult taking away something from young people if we didn't have to. And certainly, how do we keep young people safe and what can we do that would allow us to give them something in the face of so much loss? And that spurred our thinking to shifting our thoughts about what a work experience, what a work-ready experience could look like. And my entire organization, for several weeks, we redeployed every single staff person. Doesn't matter what role you had. Our motto was talent over title. And we organized ourselves into teams to learn a lot more and redesign our plan for summer 2020.
I love that term, talent over title. I'm going to use that, okay? And I'll give you credit the first two times, but after that, I'm feeling it. I'm just letting you know. But I absolutely love that. So now that we've got, I mean, look, you had the mayor announce it in his speech. You've got the deputy commissioners, the chamber, all the rest of us really excited about the fact that when you called and said, we're going to go forward this summer, I mean, we all breathed a big sigh of relief. But the question is, you know, how are young people going to find out about this? They're not in school. They're not at rec centers. They're, you know, hunkered down somewhere. They're on, I don't know, Minecraft or something, not that I even know what that is. So how do we get the message out there to young people that summer is going to be open for them and that we need you to sign up?
This is where the media and all of the adults and community leaders can play a huge role by sharing the information and going to workready.org. That is where young people can apply. We already have over 7,000 applications. Now, typically for this time of year, that's a little lower than we normally have because we have had upwards to 16,000 applications in any given summer. So we need folks to help us share the word with young people because applying for Work Ready is still the same. So workready.org is the place where young people can apply, complete their application, and then we can continue the process from there in terms of making sure that they have the experiences that we're planning available to them. But we need them to do the first step, which is apply.
But the fact that we were able to make the kind of transition with your leadership, I mean, says an awful lot. So let's talk about what summer might look like. Like we have to be distant. We have to wear masks. We have to wear gloves. We know that, unfortunately, the pandemic is all around us. People can be asymptomatic, and you know, which means they're carrying the virus and we don't know it. So how do you make a summer program work for maybe up to 16,000 kids when we have that kind of environment?
That's such a great question. And it reminds me of something that always drove us, no matter pre-COVID and post-COVID, which is safety. The safety of young people is paramount. And so we thought in-person experiences are going to be a challenge. And we haven't completely taken that off the table. But what we have done is looked at the work readiness process as a journey of learning. And we've also realized that the world of work has changed as we know it. And all of us have to embrace digital competence. And that's why this summer, the main difference will be Work Ready goes digital. So every young person will have the opportunity to complete 3 different digital tracks. And there are courses that will help them build their communication skills, help them build their teamwork and collaboration. And so those courses are about digital branding and identity. How do you manage your identity in different contexts? Your LinkedIn profile is not the same as your Instagram profile. Mm-hmm. The way you text and chat online with your friends is not how you would speak to your supervisor. And so we're going to teach young people how to do that. We are also going to teach young people about financial literacy. It is important to earn money, but my financial planner taught me a long time ago that it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. And so we're going to teach young people about what it means to earn money, to manage money, to save money, and to really make strong financial decisions. And that's been a core part of Work Ready from the beginning. And the third thing that we're going to do is help young people explore careers. Figure out what skills they have through career aptitude experiences, and then explore what it takes to get to those careers. And every young person will have the opportunity to participate in our digital experiences. But in addition to that, we have an ecosystem of over 60 nonprofit organizations, all of whom have said, we want to move forward with you. And so they will be able to enhance what we're offering with virtual career tours, access to industry professionals. Our business community will be able to volunteer to share their perspective on their sectors. We could have career talks on energy jobs. We can have career talks on the financial services. And then many young people will be able to participate in those talks because we can do that virtually and we can record them. And then what it does is it gives work a new level of flexibility. And I know we're all working harder than we've ever worked and longer than we've ever worked. But one of the things we've learned is that work is not where you go, right? Work is not when you work, it's what you do. And so I think the traditional conventions of work have been challenged by this pandemic, and young people will not be left out of preparing for the future of work this summer in Philadelphia. And that makes me excited and proud.
So as we're talking to employers, I mean, I'm a partner, I'm also an employer. What is it that we need to know, and what are we going to do in order to make this experience really special for teens, especially if for many of us, it's the first time we're doing a virtual summer program as an employer?
So I think there are a couple of things that employers should know. One, we're here to help. And so we recognize one size does not fit all, and every business is not able to either easily convert to virtual or have the means to manage a virtual staff person. So we're here to help you think through that. And if you just go to workready.org and you click hire, let us know you want to participate, and our staff is ready to walk you through the process. The second thing that I think all employers need to know is that if you cannot open the doors of your business or you cannot participate the way you used to, that does not mean you can't help. So you can make a donation through workready.org. You can make your staff available for our virtual career fairs and virtual career talks. You can find a way to connect with young people this summer and be a part of the solution. And we're here to identify what's best for you. And then the third thing I think that every employer needs to think about is for those who want to open their doors to interns. Interns are employees and they deserve every right the same way that your employees do. So we have to ensure that PPE is available to those students. We have to ensure that the regulations around safety are there. And what I want every parent to know is that we are concerned about safety, and we would not approve any sites where we weren't 100% sure that there was a clear plan to manage that. What we're hearing from our business partners is that they want to help, that they are still all in for Work Ready. And so are we. And we want to do that hand in hand. We want to work through all of the challenges, and we want to honor the real regulations that are out there. But we don't want this to be the opportunity where young people don't get to participate. And so I believe that there's a solution for every challenge that we face. And I am confident that with the expertise in this city, we can find the answer together.
Well, Shakima, thank you so much. I mean, you have just absolutely got us all excited and ready for this summer. And Philly's teens should be saying thank you to you and everybody who's been a part of making this happen and making it work, to your entire team. So again, for people who want to contribute or teens want to know, they start at workready.org and tap on either to apply or to make a contribution or to gather more information, because we're going to be sharing information with the entire community as this goes on. So stay in touch with us. As they say, Shakima, I know you're probably building the plane while you're driving it. And so we want everybody to stay in touch so that we can keep everybody up to date. And the one thing, Shakima, we just touched on a little bit, we're still talking about paying teens this summer. This is not just about having a great experience. We know how important it is that teens have resources and money, not only for themselves, but also to support their families as well. So there is still some money on the table, right?
Absolutely. Every young person will be compensated for the modules that they complete, the time that they spend, and the accomplishments that they achieve this summer.
Shakima, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining me. To learn more about Work Ready, please visit workready.org. And to find out more about the ongoing work of the Urban Affairs Coalition, please visit us at uac.org. I'm Charmaine Matlock-Turner, and thank you for listening